Welcome to Playtime with Phone and Adam. I hope you enjoyed the stories.
Hello! Today we have a special guest for our reader today. And what are you going to be reading today?
A Sick Day for Amos McGee. Written by Philip C. Steed. Illustrated by Aaron E. Steed. Alright, let's get started. A Sick Day for Amos McGee. Amos McGee, an early riser every morning, when the alarm clock changed, he swung out of his legs out of bed and swapped his pajamas and a fresh morning uniform. He would wind his watch and set a pot of boiling, saying to the sugar bowl, "A spoonful of oatmeal, please, for my teacup." Belly full and ready for the workday, he ambled out the door. Looks like he's going to the Every day, Amos waited for the number 5 bus. Next stop, City Zoo. The bus driver would call 6 a.m. right on time. He'd reply, "Amos McGree had a lot to do at the zoo, but he made time to visit with his good friends." City Zoo, says the sign in the picture. He would play chess with the elephant who thought even before making a move. He'd run races with the tortoise who never even lost. Penguin, who was very shy. He lent a handkerchief to the rhinos, who always had a runny nose. So a handkerchief is like a little tissue to the rhinos. And at sunset, read stories with the owl, who's afraid of the dark. One day, Amos woke up with the sniffles and sneezes, chills. He swung his achy legs out of bed and curled back in. Ugh, I don't think I'll be going back to work today. Meanwhile, at the zoo, the animals waited for their friend. The elephant angled his paws and polished his castles. The tortoise stretched his leg and limbered up. The penguin sat quietly, patiently, all by himself. The rhinoceros worried his allergies were worsening. The owl perched on top of the stack of storybooks, scratching his head with a concern. "Where's Amos?" they all wondered. City Zoo sees a little balloon, strangely. Later that day, they're all waiting for, what do you think they're waiting for? The bus, of course, they're going to somewhere. They wait for number 5 bus.
"Hooray, my good friends are here."
The elephant prepared a game of chess. Amos thought and thought before making a move. "I'm too tired to run races today," said Amos. Amos said to the tortoise, "Let's play hide and seek instead." The tortoise hid in his shell. Amos hid beneath his covers. Amos yawned. "I could use a nap." The penguin sat quietly, keeping Amos's feet warm. Achoo! Amos woke up with a sneeze. The rhinoceros was ready with a handkerchief. "I'm beginning to feel much better. Thank you," said Amos to his friends. He swung his legs out of bed. "Perhaps I should share a pot of tea." Amos wound his arm clock. "It's getting late," he said. "After all, we have a good morning bus to catch." So Amos said good night to the elephant, good night to the tortoise, and good night to the penguin, and good night to the rhinoceros, and good night to the owl, who, knowing that Amos was afraid of the dark, read a story before turning the lights out. The end. This was the book called A Sick Day for Amos McGree.
Thank you for listening to Storytime with Ellen and Adam and Baby Girl Abby. Bye.